Adipan Gili, good morning.
Morning, Mido. Morning, boys.
Great day's racing coming up. The Tancred, and I see Post-Impressionist likely to back up.
Yeah, and you can understand why William Haggis is thinking that way, Mido. He was so impressive winning the Mannion Cup there at Rose Hill on Slipper Day, and not a great deal of depth for this Tancred field, you wouldn't have thought, on the weekend. It's just difficult with so many weight for age, the 2,000-metre races on around the country. We obviously had the Randvet last week and the Australian Cups at Flemington on Saturday as well. So the field's probably going to fall away a little bit, and probably main dangers will be a couple of horses are going to be backing up from the Randvet last week in Military Mission and potentially Buckaroo too. So I see James Cummings, Mido, has sort of flagged that Tom Kitten may back up in the Tancred Stakes there on the weekend as well. So an added 3-year-old to the mix will be interesting. But from what we saw on the weekend with Post-Impressionist, and we chatted about on the program earlier this week, these European horses over 2,000 metres plus are just different gravy to ours. So if he holds his form and comes to that run well, albeit it is very unusual for these European horses to race twice within 7 days, he's clearly going to be the horse to beat.
Jeez. James McDonald picked up a good ride in the TJ Smith.
He has, Loz. His manager, Mark Guest, have been doing some work on the phones behind the scenes. He's going to ride I Wish I Win for Peter Moody in the TJ Smith Stakes. So haven't seen him, the horse, in the Autumn Carnival so far. That'll be his first run of the Autumn, and then probably have a couple of starts up there in Queensland. But Luke Nolan's obviously his usual rider. He's coming back from a bit of an injury. He rode I Wish I Win in a jump out, I think, last week. But he pulled up and I think told Connections, listen, I'm still working my way back to full fitness. I'm probably not going to be right at the top of my game for the first day of the championships. So Waikato Stud and Peter Moody have gone with James McDonald, and he'll get his chance to win the TJ Smith on Saturday week.
So he's not locked in to ride it for the whole campaign?
I don't think so, Loz. I don't think so. I think Luke Nolan's being very cautious about his comeback. Obviously had some internal injuries from that incident back in January, I think it was. So he's trying to get his way back to just feeling good and fresh about himself, and said, listen, this is a huge race, the Group 1. I don't want to let the Connections down by not feeling my best. I need some more, I suppose, minutes under my belt, if I'm putting in those terms, and he'll obviously reunite with I Wish I Win at some stage in the future.
That all-in market with Tab as it stands, Imperator is short at 250. I Wish I Win 350. They really dominate the market. Sunshine in Paris at 7, Private Eye at 8, double figures the rest as it stands for the TJ on day one of the championships.
Well, you can probably poke some holes in that market, Mido, because I Wish I Win hasn't raced this campaign. So there's got to be some sort of concern about him being first up after such a longish break. And I don't know what you guys think. Imperatrice has won a couple of Group 1s this campaign, but I clearly think she's a couple of lengths below what we saw in the spring. So, yeah, I don't know. Just having a quick look at that market, I want to wait until it gets a bit closer to jump time, but I could be definitely looking to or gravitating towards something a little bit outside the market to beat those two favourites.
If Storm Boy and Lady of Camelot clash again, which I think they will, which camp are you going to be in?
Yeah, good question, Loz. I want to be forgiving of Storm Boy, just given what happened there on the weekend. He was slow in the stride, probably on the inside part of the track, which probably wasn't the best going on Slipper Day there at Rose Hill on the weekend. So I want to be very forgiving of him, but I think it'll be a good clash if they can both line up in the size produce on Saturday week. I think Gay and Adrian at this stage are thinking if they stay together, they'll both head towards that race. But they need to get a Group 1 with Storm Boy, Laws. Like, I know he's worth an absolute fortune. He's going to stand at stud at some stage in the future. And I'd imagine he'll be very, very attractive to breeders. But you want that Group 1 on the resume, don't you? Like, I know the Magic Millions win was phenomenal, but he's still yet to get that Group 1 win. So they might be thinking, let's strike while the iron's hot. Usually what happens at this time of year is the two-year-olds sort of fall away a little bit, and you'll get some smaller fields for the size produce and the Champagne Stakes. This might be his chance, but I tell you what, his stalemate, the filly, she's going to be hard to beat.
Adam, what about this Leichhardt Oval situation, buddy? How do you see that panning out, and do you think it's going to survive?
Good question, Clarky. Like, I still think the Tigers will be reticent to take away games from Leichhardt Oval completely, full stop, and not play at that venue in the future at all. What I can see is them maybe reducing the amount of games they play at Leichhardt. And I don't know what you guys think, but I don't follow the Tigers, so I don't have any skin in the game, so to speak. But I'd be more than happy for the Tigers to play just one or two games a year at Leichhardt. The huge Saturday afternoon games that they play there, they pack the joint out. They're playing 5 games there this year. I think everyone knows the facilities there are fairly substandard. I know the fans love it. It's great. They can get on the hill, and there's a huge crowd there on Saturday night. The atmosphere was fantastic, but I don't think it's a long-term play for the Tigers to be playing 5 or 6 home games a year at Leichhardt. I just don't think it's going to work.
What is the long-term play for them then, Adam? I mean, if you're going to have five at Leichhardt and what they got, I'm assuming five at Campbelltown. Like Campbelltown venue's not great either.
Is Combank? Combank's a great stadium.
It is a fantastic stadium, Middo. There's probably two things they've got to work on. A, they've got to get fans there. They've got to try and, you know, I suppose, train the Tiger supporters to be able to say, listen, this is our home now. We have to travel out to Parramatta and we're going to make this a bit of a fortress. And the other thing is that it's hard when everyone knows it's Parramatta's home ground. Like, Parramatta are the major tenants there. It's in their heartland. Do you want to be sharing that ground with another club? I don't know. But I agree.
Yeah, but the Souths want to share it now with the Roosters, the Allianz.
Mm. Well, that's true. That's true, Loz. I agree with Middo for what it's worth, Loz. I think they should be playing more games at Combat Stadium. I know I'll get powered down by people on the text line and you guys call us later this morning, but I think they should be doing more in some of those major stadiums and trying to get 20,000-25,000 fans at those grounds each time they play. What happens if the Tigers suddenly turn around and start being successful and they get a massive surge in membership and fans who want to be involved? You're not going to get much more than 16 or 17 at Leichhardt.
No, you're going to be locking people out of the game. You don't want to do that.
They've got to be looking big picture, Loz, to me.
Yeah. Well, if I don't know how many members they have or you know, full season members, but if the Tigers start to go well, they're going to have massive support.
When will start to go well?
Well, you will. At some point in time, you think you're going to have success. And if you can only allow 16,000 people into a stadium...
100% agree. It's not enough.
You're denying your members the opportunity to go to a game.
Yep.
So I come back today to learn that Loz has taken credit for our multi-success on the weekend, Adam. But anyway, we'll overlook that for the moment and get a tip off you today.
Race for number one, Soldier of Rome, the best value on the program of the Kenzo Middo. I thought he was a little bit plain last start, but definitely had excuses. He went far too quickly up front. Hopefully a bit of a more controlled tempo on speed today. He can be kicking in there in the finish. So that's race four, number one, Soldier of Rome.
$8.270 the place. $8, Soldier of Rome. Race four, number one. For the in-form, Adam Pengilly as well. Mm.
Don't sell yourself short, Mido. Don't sell yourself short. Oh,
teamwork,
team effort.
Did you think it had run fourth? I was worried.
Halfway down the straight, I thought, no, this is not going to run fourth. It's going to run a nice fifth or sixth or something like that. Yeah. But it lifted for the listeners, Mido. It lifted for the listeners.
Thank you, mate. Have a great day.
See you, boys.